Good morning. Will we please stand and pledge allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To begin with this morning, may we have Christine Applegate, please?
Good morning. I'm Chris Applegate, Director of CSA, and this is Kathy Harwell, our Assistant Director of the StanWorks Program at CSA. And I'd like to say good morning to the board members and to all of the people in the audience. We have quite a few staff members here to celebrate with our person who's being recognized. So we're here to recognize this morning Margaret Garcia, who's been with us for over 30 years. And in addition to being a 30-year employee of Stanislaus County, Margaret's also been a lifelong resident of this county. She was born in this area, and her family originated from Western Europe and Portugal and settled here in the valley, where she grew up on a farm in a farming area as one of 10 children. She's continued to stay here. She graduated from Central Catholic High School, attended a variety of colleges, including MJC, UC Davis, and graduated with her bachelor's from St. Mary's College. She's been married for 30 years to the same person, which is a real achievement. She has three children and two grandchildren. Margaret deeply enjoys spending time with her family and her community, but still finds time to be involved with church activities, Portuguese cultural events, soccer games, and dance recitals. She's very creative and handy at crafts, including sewing, painting, and cooking and baking, and she's known in our office for making the best sweet rice or arroz pollo, arroz dote, winner at any event. And Kathy's going to tell a little more about her.
Good morning. Margaret came to work for Stanislaus Community Services, back then the welfare department, in 1980. She started as an eligibility worker, and she steadily promoted over the years to eligibility worker 2, eligibility worker 3, and then to her current position as supervisor. Margaret spent many years in our training unit, and that's a critical function for us as we have new staff come on board to learn the complexity of the Medi-Cal program, the CalFresh program, formerly known as food stamps, and the CalWORKS programs. She herself has received accolades over the years, and her performance has been excellent. You know, there are several things that Margaret's been recognized for. Margaret not only does her job in supporting staff, but she also supports all of the staff at CSA through committees that she serves on. She has, over the years, been involved in our StanWorks All-Staff Training event, which happens once a year, and looks to bring specialized training in. Last year, it was all about resiliency and dealing with change. She's also served as in our mentorship program and mentoring those individuals who are interested in going and promoting to supervision, as well as plays a tremendous role in our cultural wellness training each and every year at our department. In 2007, Margaret left the training unit and moved to be the supervisor of our outstation services at Bull Scenic, a health services agency, located on the same campus, as well as at our West Modesto office. Those are some of our busiest offices and are critical to bring services to the customers that live in those areas. She continues to train staff, volunteers, and mentor for staff who want to promote to supervisor, and generally guiding staff with her years of knowledge, experience, and her gentle hand. Margaret is well known, well liked, and definitely appreciated by all staff at all levels. Some of the things that I wanted to share with you in her evaluations, and they're true in each and every evaluation over the 30 years that Margaret has worked for us. Margaret's always willing to accept challenging assignments and volunteer for special projects. She takes on the difficult ones, and she does it with ease and grace. She's the ultimate team player. She's always positive, and her leadership style is quiet, unassuming, and well-focused. It truly is an honor for me to recognize Margaret today with Chris. Margaret and I started county employment many, many years ago, over 30 years ago, and so it's been a real pleasure to watch Margaret grow and be a part of her growth in the agency. So congratulations, Margaret, on 30 years.
Hello.
Hi there, Margaret. It surely is a privilege and a pleasure to stand before you. As I listen to part of your life, as explained, being raised in a family of 10 taught you a great deal, didn't it? It gave you an opportunity to learn how to work with people and how to accomplish things when perhaps everyone wanted to go different directions. But it surely is a pleasure, and you exemplify what Stanislaus County stands for, in my opinion. It comes from family, it comes from organizations, of working within the community, not only within your responsibilities to the county, but I've found that people in Stanislaus County working for the county are a complete person. It's just that it isn't just one segment of their life, but the total process. And we want to thank you for the 30 years, and we hope you'll stick around another 30, at least because you have the experience and you have the knowledge. And I say that in jest, but in reality, I mean it. So it's a pleasure to present you with this certificate for 30 years. I want to shake your hand. And also, would you like to say a few words?
Sure. thank you very much for this opportunity to be honored today. It's not by myself, of course, that I've gotten here. I have a terrific family who love and support me. My husband's here. My children, they're at work in school where they belong this morning. My parents, they did an outstanding job with all of their children, and my brothers and sisters. Truly, it's a family event to nurture someone, to get them to go through life. We'll just say it that way. I work with some of the best people around. Some are here, some truly dear friends. I call you friends, colleagues, co-workers, terrific people. Dedicated, their commitment is superb, and we worked through challenges and made opportunities out of them along the way. So thank you very much, and I thank God for bringing me here because this was not the career I chose. It was not my career path. I was led to this. So thank you very much.
Once again, thank you. Now, at this time, may we have Bill Duncan, please.
Good morning, Chairman Monteith, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring, members of the board. Today, it is my honor to introduce to you, and recognizing 25 years of service, Vicki Fortner-Tiura, who we fondly call Miss Vicki. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge and have a family member stand up that are present. Her husband, Dave. Dave has a unique job of being a blacksmith. He actually manufactures and fabricates farm equipment from scratch. Also present is her daughter, Kelsey. Ask Kelsey to stand up. Kelsey is studying to be an RN at MJC. And her other daughter, Bailey, couldn't be with us today, but she is also a student at MJC studying to be a psychologist. Miss Vicki was hired by the County Treasurer's Office on October 28, 1985, as an account clerk 3. On July 13, 1987, she transferred to the Sheriff's Department as Account Clerk 3 and was assigned to the Honor Farm, a place that she remained for 23 years. In 1993, she was credited for implementation of the automation of inmate accounts, and in 1996, Ms. Vicki converted the majority of Honor Farm accounts and billings into a computer, which was new technology at that point in time. Pursuant to a court's order, Ms. Vicki's position was reclassified to an Administrative Secretary on March 5, 2000, the position that she remains in today. On February 20th, 2001, she completed the county's Leadership 2000 training, and over the years, Ms. Vicki has provided valued assistance, particularly budgetary, to, and she wanted to make sure I pointed this out, 16 different lieutenants to supervise the Honor Farm. 8 months ago, she was moved to the Public Safety Center, where she works for Greg Clifton, and I can tell you that when myself, Ms. Vicki, and Greg Clifton are in the office, we're not really sure who's in charge. She has worked on such projects as the FTO manual, inventory reports, Honor Farm procedures update, work crew phone lists, monthly annual statistical reports, project list updates, recycling program, and a list and a host and litany of other assignments and duties. Ms. Vicki has a positive attitude and an excellent working relationship with her fellow workers and the public, and I would like to say that besides her tenure and experience, she brings quality, effectiveness, and efficiency to her job. I would like to congratulate her on 25 years of service.
Good to see you. May I call you Miss Vicki? Okay, thank you. Okay. First of all, it's my privilege and honor to present you the 25 years of service in Stanislaus County. And also, in hearing your experience, you must have trained an awful lot of people. I'll pass that, but I think we all understand that. And we want to thank you, too, for being such a vital part of the community. All of you who've worked in various departments of the county have contributed so much. And the fact that the county we have today is because of people like you. And we want to thank you very much. And congratulations. And are there a few words you'd like to say?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate everybody being here. And I work for everybody who is best, Margaret, not you. You guys are fabulous. And I can't imagine working for anybody else. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, time for public comment. If there's no public comment at this time, we'll go on to the consent calendar. Anyone on the board have a comment on consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? It's been passed. Now, of anyone on the board, supervisors have a report.
For the sake of trying to extend this meeting an extra couple of minutes, a couple of reports. I think today you read in the B that the Stanislaus County delegation, including the assembly members Olson, Berryhill, and Galgiani, and senators, I was going to say Montague, isn't that funny? Connell and Berryhill, we had a meeting with Governor Brown to talk about negative bailout. And it's a reoccurring theme around here. As a poor county, we're always looking to fix what we consider an inequity, but it was a very positive meeting. Discussion ranged from negative bailout, but we talked a little bit about realignment and how the AB8 formulas potentially could become, another thorn in our side, our 10 cents on the dollar. So we talked about that, and it was a little more wide-ranging than that, but positive nonetheless. And I think my quote was that, I'm hopeful. I'm always hopeful. It's always a stretch because what would be Stanislaus County's gain would be someone else's loss at this point. And I acknowledge that, but it's still just a fairness issue. We also, and David Jones also, he wasn't in the meeting with the governor, but we went over to CSAC and talked about much about the same thing because realignment is becoming our focus now. It looks like more and more will be pushed down to the local level, which is probably the best for the state of California because we're definitely more efficient in our delivery of services, but it still comes down to how that formula is related down, and if we continue to utilize the same formula where San Francisco gets 63 cents and we get 10 cents, it continues the fundamental unfairness. So we went and talked about what we'd like to see, just a fair, we need to be fair when this comes down, and we'll be having this discussion a lot because you see the governor has a very tight timeline on his election. He's got a 30-day timeline, about 30 days. So we will have to continue this discussion. CSAC will be has essentially been tasked, from what the governor said, with the realignment process. And I'm not sure they have a clear understanding. There's four task forces at CSAC. There's Public Safety, Fire, Finance, and Health and Human Services Task Force. And I'm going to be participating in the on the conference calls for finance, on the finance side, because that's going to be very important for us. So just wanted to make everyone aware of that, and we'll continue to monitor. David Jones, obviously, CEO Robinson, and our staff will continue to monitor, but just wanted to let everyone else know.
Fine, thank you. We have the legislative, physical, and management report from Chief Executive Officer.
Yes, thank you. And as Supervisor Chiesa has indicated, it is all about budget and realignment in Sacramento today, and will be for the months ahead leading up to the adoption of the state budget. A couple key deadlines, one of which has passed. January 21st was the last day to submit bills to Legislative Council for review. February 18th is also a critical date. It will be the last bill for that day for bills to be introduced. I have been asked and will serve on a task force of the county administrative officers. There are half dozen or so of us who will be working on the realignment proposal. I've also been asked to serve on CSAC's overall task force, realignment task force, which I concurred and agreed to do. We have Madeline Schlepfer, who is on the HHS task force. I believe CSA has a representative on that task force as well. We have somebody from public safety. I would guess that Jerry's Powers is intimately involved in the realignment efforts on the public safety piece. So Stanislaus County is well represented in this effort going forward, and we will continue to invest as much of our resources necessary to make sure we have an appropriate voice as this moves forward in the months ahead.
Okay, we'll now recess to City and Stanislaus County In-Home Support Services, Public Authority. We'll call it to order. Consent calendar. I'm going to make a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
Then moved and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? It's passed. But currently, there isn't any correspondence. Public hearing, none. Agent items, none. Is there anyone of public forum? Anyone wish to step forward and speak? Come on up, please. That'd be fine.
Christine Wicken provided a microphone down there she would like to set.
Hi, my name is Barbara Boyette, and I live in Ceres, California, and participated in the Housing Authority Rehab Program. I entered into a contract with the City of Ceres, who has been very helpful with me. The problem has been with the Housing Authority and the work. The 30-day job that took 1 year and 4 months to complete. During that period, I had to live just now, even though they just put a new central air and heat condition, I had to go out and spend nearly $700 to get someone to fix it until the whole box can be replaced, because it stated that the county fried out the main breaker when they ran the jetted tub through the electrical outlet in the bedroom. So when I was in the tub smelling wire burning, it was actually wire burning because it's directly outside of the tub on the outside. The City of Ceres is going to put it on their agenda. My concern is that the Housing Authority acted in what I would call deceitful ways. I have epilepsy and congestive heart failure, so there's a lot of times I don't remember things, and I have a care provider during the day. I'm not supposed to sign anything without anyone around, and we made them aware, and they would come by the worker from the Housing Authority, Jesse, and state that he needs my signature so it would verify that he came to my house. And I never saw the complete form. Find out he had me signing extensions, and I didn't know. Then the supervisor had the project stopped for nearly a year. And we're talking a house. I left the county to Mariposa County for a while and came back, and my home was completely destroyed from renters, from no sinks to no toilets to no hot water heater. So this program was a godsend. I have a whole new, brand new home, except exterior painting, essentially. Not counting what I spent myself. My problem is that I told the county from the very beginning, the Housing Authority, that there was a problem. And I kept telling them. And they wouldn't do anything at all, to the point that all the electrical outlets went out in the house, and I had to run those VIP 150 feet cords from the kitchen to the bedroom if I wanted to watch television, if I wanted to heat the room up, because I was in there for over 60 days with no heat. And social services was about to pull me out of my home because of that. And that's when I decided I'm not going to pay my mortgage. I have to take care of this now and find out what procedures I need to take with the Housing Authority to get reimbursed. They want me to sign another contract for them to put on a whole new electrical panel from a 110 to a 150, and I don't know what that is. I guess it said more juice. And I don't see that I should have to, I don't feel that I should have to fill out another contract when the damage was done when they were working on the house. It's a problem that they created, and it's a problem I feel that they should fix. I had a temporary fix, but my house is set at 80 right now. I'm taking advantage of not all those cold days. And I know by Robert Laws, you can't respond to it, but I wanted to know if
we do have some comments on that.
If it could be put on the agenda, I felt there's two other women that happened to in the same program, and I felt I was taken advantage of because of my disability, and they knew because there were some days I was groggy from my medication. It took a while for them to get the right dose, and so I didn't know if I was coming or going. And I don't think it should have been that way.
Our executive officer has a comment.
Yeah, please have a seat and I can respond to you. Thank you. Thank you. The Board of Supervisors does not have jurisdiction over the Housing Authority of Stanislaus County. They are an independent body administered, I believe, through HUD. And so this item won't go on the agenda because the board does not have jurisdiction. However, Supervisor Chiesa's field representative, Jennifer Carlson, will meet with you and provide you assistance and see if we can help you through the issues that you're dealing with the Housing Authority right now. You did go to the right place in approaching the City of Ceres, who may have provided some funding for this through their redevelopment agency. So that was a good move. But the Board of Supervisors does not have direct jurisdiction. We will do what we can. We'll see if we can help you through the always too much paperwork that seems to accompany these types of programs.
Thank you. At this time, we'll adjourn this portion of our meeting and go back, reconvene to our Board of Supervisors meeting. And at this time, we'll adjourn our Board of Supervisors meeting. Thank you very much.